Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back. I appreciate you listening too. This episode is for you married niggas. I am fucking sick. I'm sick. I'm sick and tired of you niggas complaining about the woman that you pick. It's time to grow up. It's time to man up. You asked that woman to marry you. So now that it's getting hard, you ready to jump ship? You ready to get you a new wife? You ready to get you a new girlfriend? You ready to get you a new boo thing? But in the beginning, you was all head over heels. She was the one. Now that times is getting a little bit difficult. You've been in your marriage for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. That's not the way that you thought it was gonna be. Trust me, it's not the way she thought it was gonna be either. But where is all the men that's willing to step up to the plate, that's willing to stay committed? Where's all the men that have the same covenant that they had when they got down on one knee? Or however you propose to that woman, where's the mindset? Where's the idea that you had when you asked this woman that you was gonna be her husband? You wanted her to be your wife, was toting her around. And you had such high regard for her. Now that things have changed, you're not committed, you're not down, you're having thoughts of leaving her, you're cheating, you're hanging out with other women, you're being distracted. I need you to get back on task. I need you to get refocused. This is the woman that you asked to marry you. And if you have kids by this woman, what are you gonna tell your kids if you actually do leave her? I hope that this podcast, for somebody out there, I hope that this podcast helps you stay committed. I hope it helps you stay in your marriage. I hope it helps you get refocused on the real goals at hand, which is staying married, staying committed, staying faithful, staying down, not being distracted by bitches on the side, bitches that weren't number one draft picks. You got to think, a lot of y'all wives is number one draft picks, first round draft picks, and you being distracted by women that's in the minor leagues, women that's G League, women that men aren't asking them to marry. So, of course, they're willing to do the nasty shit, right? They willing to fuck, suck. Well, who gonna help you pay those bills? Who gonna help you raise those kids? Who gonna help you accomplish your goals? See, a lot of times men get distracted by low-hanging fruit. You coming home from work, you had a long day at work, you had a long day of building your future out, and you come home and you want your wife to suck your dick, and she won't do it because she tired too. She been doing homework with the kids, cleaning the house, doing all sorts of things that you ain't paying attention to. But she a real one. She the real one. The things that you ain't paying attention to, she got that shit under control. And you ain't even thinking about all the shit that she do for your raggedy ass. All you worrying about is your dick. Oh man, my wife ain't giving me no pussy. Oh, she won't suck it. But Janine around the corner, she ain't got shit going on. She wanna suck it. Oh, Janine wants to suck it. Janine wanna give me some pussy. Yeah, she a raggedy bitch too. Ain't nobody want her ass. She, however old she is, never been married. She a second stringer. She a G leaguer. And you about to throw away your whole marriage for some raggedy ass bitch that want to suck your little raggedy ass. Come on, man. That's immaturity. That's immaturity. Because you in the season right now, your wife will not do what you want her to do. But she is doing the right thing, by the way. She just ain't doing what you want her to do right this very second for some temporary. This culture is so temporary. This culture is based on temporary satisfaction. They want something right now and they can't have it. They don't want to put the work in. They get mad and they just go ahead and just leave a foundation. And they end up ruining their lives, their kids' lives, because they couldn't get immediate gratification. It's time for a lot of you males to become men. It's time for y'all to grow up. I know sometimes the wife could be difficult, she could be challenging. Okay, but you the lead. So it's up to you to maneuver a certain type of way. You always talking about what she don't do or what she didn't do. When was the last time you got her flowers? When was the last time you rubbed her feet? When was the last time you acknowledged all the things that she actually does for you and the family? So you thinking just because she ain't do something that you want her to do right now that she not contributing? Is she taking care of the kids? Is the kids growing? And you gotta think those kids, they cleave to their mom. So a lot of things that you ain't gotta do for the kids, because the kids is up on mommy. That's draining. The kids is draining her. When was the last time you gave her a break? When was the last time you sent her to the spa? When was the last time you took the load off of her? Lot of times, as men, we don't think about these things. All we thinking about is our lower self. If you wanted to only have sex all the time, you should have got you a whore. But that ain't what you did, right? You married a good woman. All right, you knew that from the gate. This was a good woman that you married. This is the one that you touted all around town, holding hands. You was having butterflies. This is the one. This is the one. When you marry the one, it don't mean it's gonna be easy. Nah, man, that shit is challenging. So if you having a challenging time in your marriage, now is not the time to leave. Now is the time to dig deep. Now is the time to look at that commitment and honor it. Now is the time to double down, triple down. Now is the time. In 2024, this new generation of the families have become so weak because the man has become so weak. The man doesn't have a stance. The man can be blown any which way. Anything could change his mind. The man is not solid in his own mind. He is double-minded. And a man that is double-minded is not to be trusted. So this is why she won't follow you, because she can't trust you. She watch you go from this thing to that thing to the next thing. And you forgot all about the original thing. And you wonder why she is the way that she is. As the lead, as the head, you got to be accountable. You got to say to yourself in the beginning, I told her one thing, and we on a whole nother thing right now. That's your responsibility. She, you ain't a safe place for her. She's guarding herself right now because she see that you is unstable. You need to become more stable, bro. Instead of looking at her, look at yourself. How you get here? How did you get here? And I know women come with their own set of challenges, and I don't want to give them a pass, right? And say like, yo, but ultimately, you the head, you the lead, and you got to stop leading with your lower self. You got to lead with your big head and not your little head. And for all you dudes that's running around cheating on y'all wives, spending time with these other women, putting everybody life at jeopardy. Just so you know, because I don't know if some of y'all might not understand, some of y'all might not know that sexually transmitted diseases is at an all-time high right now, 2024. Especially in the tri-state region. So if you're in the tri-state area and you listening to this, and you one of those dudes running around here, fucking everything, you married, and you not honoring your commitment, did you ever think about that? Have you ever thought about how risky it is to be spreading your little head all around, everywhere? Have you thought about the implications that it would bring to your family? Have you thought about that? Of course you haven't. You only think about yourself and immediate gratification. You ain't think about the long-term implications you going out sleeping with other women would bring to your family, how it would destroy your family, how it would ruin you. You ain't think about that. You was only thinking about right now. Come on, man. Y'all gotta grow up. Y'all gotta grow up. Y'all gotta put y'all little head to the back burner, and you really gotta start thinking with your big head. See, if you put your big boy pants on and you thought with your big head and you came up with a strategy and you implemented it and you upheld your strategy, and regardless of how difficult it got, if you kept pressing towards the mark, I guarantee you that woman will start to submit to you, 'cause she see that you will not be subdued by anything. She will see that you are a conqueror. But nah, most of y'all ain't conquerors. Most of y'all is easily distracted. You go from one thing to the next. You believe in this for a week. You believe in this for a couple days. You'll do this for a week, a day, or a month, but she ain't seen you be consistent at nothing. And you wondering why she acting funny. She said, I thought he was a leader. I thought he was gonna stay down and stay consistent. You a tumbleweed. You just getting blown every which way. Anytime the wind blow, you get blown around, you distracted. You ain't on the original game plan. You don't even remember what the original game plan was. It was to be committed to that woman. It was to lead that woman. It was to be a protector, to be a provider. And you can't protect her if you sleeping around with other women. You actually putting her at risk. You're not building a family up because you're distracted by side bitches, by second stringers, by third rounders. And your wife is a number one draft pick because you picked her first, and you not putting in the emphasis and the work needed to build up your number one draft pick because you too busy being distracted by third stringers, G leaguers. Meanwhile, your number one draft pick, she's staying loyal, she's staying down, she's staying committed. But you the one, you the head of the organization, but you ain't got a game plan in place Come on, man. Come on, dude. So, get a game plan. Stay committed. Stay down. Stay focused. Build the family up. You the head. We always talking about how the family is watered down and how a family ain't this and how a family ain't that. Yeah, because the women is trying to keep it together. But and the man is out here being distracted, not focusing off task. We supposed to be the heads. So if we want to bring back family, it's up to who? Oh, okay. So don't worry about what she do. You supposed to do what you supposed to do. You supposed to be the head. God made you the head, not the tail. Does the dog wag the tail or does the tail wag the dog? Come on, man. I really need y'all to get focused. I need y'all to stop being distracted. It's all on us. Where's that covenant? Stay focused. Stay down. Stop being distracted by low-hanging fruit. Stay on task. Be on purpose. And let's do what we're supposed to do while we're here as men. And if you want to be with another woman, just be man enough to tell your wife that. If you got other desires and you want to still be with your wife, be man enough to tell her that. Be man enough to have a real conversation with her. I think it's a bitch move to sleep behind her back, personally. You're supposed to be the man, and this supposed to be your partner. How you supposed to win anything if your partner don't know what's going on? If she think you're doing one thing and you doing another thing, how you supposed to win like that? You see what happens when two people is on the same page? Anything can happen. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Kobe and Shaq. You see how well they did together, and then when they got distracted and they wasn't on the same page no more, how they was beat by the Detroit Pistons. You got to be on the same page if you want to win. The one and the five got to be on the same page. And if you're not, this puts the ring at jeopardy. I feel like a black Republican. Money, I come. Never mind. If you know, you know. If you don't, you better learn. Or you don't better do anything. I recommend, I suggest that you learn. Right, man. That's it, man. Keep your marriage together. Stay focused. Fuck these hoes. Be on purpose. Be on point. Oh, by the way, if you would like to contribute to this podcast, you could become a subscriber. They have subscriptions for as low as $4.99 a month. You can subscribe. If you'd like to donate to the show, if you like what's going on over here, even if you don't want to donate, you know, it's not all about the money. We do appreciate the donations, but it's not all about the money. Make sure you like this. Make sure you share it. Share it with one of them cheating ass homeboys you got. Because he think he cool. He think he doing the right thing. He feeding his lower self. That's how you can really contribute, is to let him hear and help him change his life and help him get on purpose. It might not be you. You might be the homeboy that's doing the right thing, but you got a homeboy, he tell you he got this one bitch or he got a couple bitches because his wife don't want to give him no ass. So he got a little bitch that he be going to go see. And he don't think that he doing nothing wrong because his dick get hard and his wife ain't doing it to him because he ain't leading, he ain't being on purpose. So the thing that she craves in the man, he actually not giving it to her. He think he doing something and he ain't doing nothing but fucking his family up. And you don't want to tell him because you don't want to fuck up y'all friendship. You scared to tell him. Just tell him to listen to this. Just share this with him. Say, yo, bro, check this out. I think this was valuable, bro. And then maybe he'll get it. Maybe he'll learn how to keep his dick in his pants. Real men keep their dick in their pants in the lines of temptation. Or they man enough to tell a wife that they're going to go fuck Susie down the street. They be right back, honey. This way she know what's going on. Got your wife out here looking like a fool. Just like you. You run around here sleeping with all these nasty assholes. You a fool. Got your wife looking like a fool. That she the one upholding her commitment to the marriage. You mad because she tired. She cook, she clean, she take care of them kids. And you got her going out here, going to work every day, listening to people. You want her to come home and only think about you when she got the whole house to think about? And you going out here sneaking and creeping behind her back, you a fool. So yeah, if you that good homeboy and you want your friend to do right, you can share this podcast with him. He need to hear this. Somebody need to tell him. Because most of y'all scared to tell y'all friends the truth. And y'all say y'all got a good friendship, but you won't step up and tell your friend, your homie, your bro, your broski, when he doing something foul. You just agree with everything you say because you want to be in the vicinity of. You got self-esteem issues. We ain't going to go there today. You just need to be around people so bad. You know they doing foul stuff. You won't even tell them. Because you need a friend. Be your own friend. And we still got the hotline, too, for people that don't have a friend. 609-501-9164. You can call or text. People reaching out almost every day now. We helping people get on purpose, be on track, chase after what's in them, their goals, their dreams. Helping them to get refocused, stop looking at the culture, this toxic ass culture. We helping people get refocused and get their eyes off this toxic ass culture. People got seeds that's planted in them that they not sowing because they too busy being distracted by what's going on out here in the world. And they gonna fucking die without the seeds that's supposed to be planted for other people. And other people not gonna get the stuff that they supposed to have because the people did not plant their seeds because they scared about what somebody else gonna think about them. Following this toxic ass culture. Y'all better stop following this culture because it ain't no good. It's some good stuff out here, but this culture right here, this internet culture, this TikTok culture, this 15-second culture, this distracted culture, man, y'all, I mean, I know there's a lot of y'all definitely is on point. And that, a lot of y'all fuck with me because a lot of y'all on point. Y'all know what I'm saying is real. But people need to get their shit together and really get their eyes off of what other people doing. Turn their back to the world. Be in the world, but not of the world. All this sorcery and trickery that's going on out here. And because you have not disciplined yourself, you have not spent enough time by yourself being still. You just like that tumbleweed that's being blown every which way, following every trend. Doing what other people do when you know you ain't supposed to be doing that. You supposed to be doing what you do. But you scared of what other people's opinions and views are about you. And this is why some people ain't gonna make it. This is why people is dying early, because they hanging out with people they was never supposed to hang out with, because they didn't want to be lame. Go ahead and be a lame. They winning. These popular fools, they ain't winning. People running around here with all these damn friends and nobody got their own mind. All of them being destroyed, falling off the cliff because they can't see in front of them. Just as lost as a golf ball in high weeds. Can't tell the forest from the trees. Think they got the cow by the head, but they got it by the ass and it's shitting all over them. Go sit down and be by yourself and get your own thoughts. Get your own ideas. Learn who you are. I don't know, I'm so lost. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something else, but I don't know what. Because you following all these fools who following other fools. And that's why you can't get your jewels. Because you following all these fools. Listen, man, I'm done. I'm through. I hope somebody got the message. And the truth hurts sometimes, I know. I understand. But somebody's supposed to get it today. And they're not going to get it no other way. By but dealing with the harsh reality of the situation. You following a fool. You doing foolish things. And you trying to get positive results. And you trying to... Listen, just go ahead, man. Thank you again for listening. If you thought that there was value in this podcast and you know that somebody's supposed to hear this, well, go ahead and send it to them. And again, if you need somebody to talk to, because somebody needs somebody positive to talk to, somebody that's on their own path, somebody who cutting their own path to talk to, help you cut your own path. If you lost and distracted, and you know you've been following fools, and it's time for you to get realigned with your purpose, reach out. 609-501-9164. And that's it. Thank you. I love all of y'all. I'm out.